Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to do the September monthly show number 2 that will cover the signs Aquarius and Pisces. For all other signs, you can listen to September monthly show number 1 at healthylife.net/radio/archive.zm.htm, and that link is in the body description of today's show that you're listening to now if you want to go over and listen to the general overview or the other 10 signs. All right, so let's get into it. There's a lot going on in September. So for Aquarius, it's a big deal for you guys because, you know, your ruling planet, Uranus, is going to retrograde on the very first day of the month. And so we have been going through, you know, forward motion with Uranus, bringing all kinds of unpredictable ups and downs, sudden changes, innovations. And for Aquarius, this has been playing out at home or with family or roommates. It's been playing out over moves, renovations, real estate deals, anything with family or parents, anything with history or ancestry. And also with your own emotional needs. So this energy is going to slow and start to take you back over all the changes that have happened or all anything that seems unstable that has been put in motion in the months past. And over the months ahead, you're going to get a chance to readdress some things during the do-over of this retrograde. And so I definitely think, you know, keep an eye on electrical items in the home around the first as this energy is shifting, you know, because it's more intense as it's turning direction. This is going to shift at 11:18 a.m. Eastern. And you're going to have this do-over in place all the way until January 30th. Since this is your ruling energy, Aquarius, if you have been feeling more unhinged or sporadic or all over the place, you know, this should help slow you down a bit and allow you to kind of readdress anything as far as your personal needs are going as well. So right off the bat, we have this shift in energy as September starts. As far as Uranus in retrograde through this month, you are going to want to be extra cautious starting on September 27th and running all the way until October 29th, when Uranus in retrograde is going to sit on that nasty fixed star Algol. And you want to be a little bit more careful about crowds or gatherings in the home or with the family. You want to be a little bit extra cautious with your neck and throat around these arenas as well during that month plus, because it's just not so great of an energy. All right, so also on the first of the month, Pluto has been in your sign, Aquarius, and it is going to exit, going to go back into Capricorn. And this is the very last time any of us are going to be hosting Pluto in Capricorn in our lifetime. So since 2008, there has been this push to tear down and rebirth, transform, evolve in some way what's going on in the house that Pluto is in for each sign. For Aquarius, it has been in your 12th house, so since 2008. This has been a really deep, profound time in your life to look at how you can go in and purge anything that is involving secrets or deceptions, addictions, institutions, anything going on with investigations or research and development, anything going on in your artistic life with film, music, painting, poetry, etc., anything romantic, but romantic tied to clandestine affairs or karmic past life souls that you are involved in during these times, anything spiritual, magical, or from beyond the veil through signs and dreams. So, you know, as it comes back into this territory on September 1st and runs through this territory until November 19th, you are, first of all, in a do-over, going back over any of this, What do you need to blow up there and rebirth? What do you need to purge? What do you need to change or evolve? It's never going to get more opportune to do so. Pluto asks you to address any Pluto themes there, such as, is there a financial component to what's going on with, you know, the addiction, the secret, the institution, whatever? Is there something sexual or reproductive or third party playing out here? Is there something about a divorce, a death, a birth in the story? So look at that. Pay attention to the first for clues as to what this is. It'll be in retrograde until October 11th. And then from October 11th through November 19th, you're moving things forward there with whatever you've figured out. And then it's done. It's never coming back. So there you have that. Now, the new moon happens on the 2nd of September, and this is in Aquarius's 8th house. Very powerful, intense house. It's Pluto's house, right? So you're going to have 2 weeks of cosmic boost to help you gather momentum and move things forward. This can help you start something brand new, or this can help you take what you're already involved in and move it into that next direction or chapter. So in the 8th house, Aquarius, this is about loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or any other outside financial resource. It is also about your sex life, your intimate needs, your reproductive system, what's going on with divorce, what's going on with a birth or a death, what's going on with third-party stories. So again, there are 2 weeks of forward momentum there. Overlapping this, Mercury will come into this story from on the 9th through the 26th. And so now you hear news about these topics. You get into talks or meetings. There are sales or writing or agreements involved, or siblings or neighbors or moves are involved, or short trips, local activities, your vehicles or electronics are involved. So this adds a lot to the story. All right, next we have Mars moving into the sign Cancer on the 4th of September. It has been 2 years since we saw this energy field fired up like this, and it's going to stay fired up all the way until November 3rd, so you've got about 2 months of more active energy. Aquarius, for you, this is in your zone of work and health. So if you're trying to find a job, do more work around the house, tackle something with your health, start a new health regime, this is a fantastic time to do so. It can also be more going on with your animals, more going on with coworkers or hired help, more momentum around paperwork that you're now ready to sign or they're ready to sign. So Mars gives you more passion and motivation and drive in these arenas. You can make things happen. You just have to watch out for the accident-prone and or angry side of Mars that can kick up around those topics occasionally over these 2 months. Next, we have a full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th, a very powerful full moon. Aquarius, this is about something culminating with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So major endings, major celebrations, major achievements as the energy reaches its zenith and something is culminating through an eclipsing out and a breakthrough or a wrap-up or however this is going to hit its peak for you. Then we start to have energy moving into the sign Libra. On the 22nd, the sun moves in and is going to spotlight this arena for 30 days. Aquarius, this is your cue to get involved in more going on in your ninth house. So there may be legal contracts you're signing over these 30 days. That involves your name on the dotted line. This may be about travel, and you may decide you're going to hop on a plane or a train or whatever and take a trip far away. This could be you getting more involved with a situation or a person at a distance. This can be you front and center in some kind of media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, or in something involving higher education, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So the sun here definitely helps you guys pursue your interests, promote your brand, stand out, and get involved. Mercury will overlap this as it comes into this territory on the 26th and stays until October 13th. So Aquarius, during this time, there can be more news or offers coming in around these topics, or there can be more talks or meetings, more sales, writing, interviews, short trips, or decisions that are playing out there. And then finally, in the month of September, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio. And Venus in Scorpio is much more powerful and intense and deep, right? And so it's going to be there until October 17th. So Aquarius, this plays out. You're going to maybe set a personal goal for love or income because Venus rules love and income. Or maybe there's some goal you have about beauty or pleasure in these 3 weeks. It can also be that Venus is showing up to help attract some of this to your career front. So maybe there's more money coming in, or you're enjoying yourself more, or there's a love interest there. It also can mean that there's more attracting qualities around your connections with higher up people. So this could involve a producer, a director, a mentor, a teacher, a parent, a boss, or any other type of higher up authority figure, and you may find Venus there. They may have income opportunities for you. They may have more love for you during this time frame. There may be more about beauty or pleasure there for you. So it is a really good influence, and so make the most of that. All right, and for Pisces, Pisces, the month starts out with two very powerful outer energies shifting their influences right on the first of the month. So the very first one is Uranus. Uranus has been going forward, really kind of bringing a lot of unpredictability, maybe sometimes instability, sudden changes, innovations around your ideas, Pisces, and any agreements you might be signing, any important talks or meetings, your sales, your writing. It also could have been influencing what's been going on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or your local community activities. So a lot of ups and downs and craziness in all of these arenas. And now on the first, Uranus is going to retrograde. So you get a slowdown with that and kind of spend the months ahead catching up to all the changes that have happened, reassessing, refining, going in and figuring out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked there. And so you may hear about something or from someone or run into them or have something kind of wacky going on the first as the energy shifts gears. Pay attention to what it's about. Be extra careful on the road, obviously. And with words, but you know, it's going to, I think, maybe help you kind of catch up to everything that's happened. Now, between September 27th and October 29th, Uranus retrograde is going to sit on that nasty fixed star Algol. So the whole world is going to be dealing with the potentiality of, you know, things going on with the collective that could be a little nasty. So you want to be extra cautious in those same arenas, Pisces, when it comes to crowds of people in your community or on a short trip or, you know, that your words are impacting in some way. You want to be extra cautious with your neck and throat during that month plus. The second thing that's going on the first of the month is Pluto is going to exit Aquarius and back into Capricorn. And it is going to traverse Capricorn from the 1st of September until November 19th. This is the very last time in our lifetime that we are going to experience this powerful, powerful energy doing his part to deconstruct, blow up, and rebirth in some new empowered way in the Capricorn field. So this has been going on since 2008. And again, September 1st through November 19th closes this chapter. It'll be another 240 some years before Pluto comes back here. Pisces, this is giving your last powerful, deep, profound shot at what you want to do about your aspirations in life, your original projects, your personal freedoms, and anything social, anything with your friends, your associates, your group involvement, anything online or with big tech or that is digital, anything with astrology or charities or foundations, clubs or organizations, anything with parties, events, or gatherings. So Pluto's coming back in to deconstruct, to rebirth, and it's saying, look at where you are with your own power in these stories. What's going on with, you know, third parties? What's going on with the financial side of this? What's going on with your sexual attractions? What's going on with births, deaths, or divorce in these arenas? You know, what goals do you have in these arenas? How serious are you about it? So you're in do-over retrograde until October 11th, and then forward you go from October 11th through November 19th, and you are done. Next, we have the new moon on the 2nd. This is in your 7th house, Pisces. So you have 2 weeks of cosmic boost helping you launch into something new or take your current situation into what comes next, with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates, any one-on-one relationships that are important to you. You may be honing in on the details, on the work together, on the health, on the animals, on the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, you know, simplifying something here. But overall, it's about any brand new opportunities or taking what you're doing into the next chapter. Mercury will overlap this from the 9th all the way until the 26th, you know, kind of extending the potential here and bringing the potential to get into talks or meetings or to hear from people, run into people, to focus on the sales, the writing, the agreements, the moves, the short trips, the local activities in the story with these one-on-one connections. Next, we have Mars moving into the sign Cancer, first time in 2 years, and it's going to be there almost 2 months until November 3rd. So Pisces, this is going to motivate you, bring more passion and drive to make things happen in your creative life with your creative talents or projects. It's going to get you more motivated and active with kids or with your love life or a lover or anything recreational. What you have to watch out for is that, yes, Mars can definitely kick up the spark and make things move along faster during this time, but it can also spark accidents and or anger and fights in those same arenas, so you'll have to watch for that so that you can make the most of it. Next, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in your sign, Pisces, on the 17th. This is occurring at 10:34 p.m. Eastern, and so we're building to that in the days leading up to it, and it culminates by the 17th in the evening. And so this is a big moment for you, Pisces. You might be out in the spotlight more. There might be more attention or recognition coming your way. It may be something that is finally climaxing involving what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your personal needs and the things you're involved in. This could be artistic, romantic, spiritual. It could be addictive or secretive. It could be involving institutions, investigations, or research, or something karmic, anything Piscean related. But it is about you, Pisces, so it's a major point for you in the year as things either wrap up and end or are breaking through and are achieved or celebrated about you or for you. Next, we have energy moving into Libra. So on the 22nd, the sun moves into Libra for 30 days. This is your 8th house, Pisces. It's going to put a big spotlight on loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, or any other kind of outside financial resource. And or it's going to put a lot of focus on your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a birth, a death, or third-party stories. So with the sun here, you're more involved. It's impacting you. It helps you pursue your interests, promote yourself, or go after what you want as you are front and center in the story. Mercury is going to overlap it from the 26th of September all the way till October 13th. So this brings more news about these subjects or more talks, meetings, sales, short trips, moves, local activities, offers, or decisions in the mix. And it does seem that as you're doing all this financially, sexually, whatever, that it does involve key individuals for you, Pisces. So one-on-one with people going through this. And then finally, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio and is going to travel there until October 17th. Venus is about the love or money, and she's in the deep, powerful, profound sign of Scorpio, so things are more intense here now. And it's going to play out in your ninth house. So Pisces, you know, you may find the love or the money flow, the beauty or the pleasure playing out through travel plans or at a distance, or there may be something involving legal contracts, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. You may find it at a ceremony. You may find it through religious or political interests that you're involved in. So definitely look for the money flow there. Look for the love. Look for more enjoyment. Look for more beauty in those arenas and plan on going deeper and having more of a profound impact during those weeks. So that's it, guys. Again, if you are trying to listen to the other 10 signs, they are over at healthylife.net /radio show/archivezm. And that link is in the description of today's show for Aquarius and Pisces. So I wish everybody an amazing and powerful September. There's a lot of really intense things going on. And so have at it. And I'll talk to you the same time next month. Have a good one. Bye-bye.